What is up, pizzas? Another week and another episode of the Video Game Bang. And this week is very, very special because we have Aaron Carter, Steven Gutierrez, and Jada all in one place, all at one time, doing the podcast that you guys know and love, Video Game Bang. But really, we're going to be doing some awesome stuff. We have a giveaway to do on this show. We're going to wrap up our hashtag RoseBang giveaway in conjunction with Macy Rose Cosplay. Beautiful cosplayer. She was on our show a few times. Hope to have her back many more. Tony Kebble is going to be talking about Fantastic Four's Doctor Doom. That was kind of misleading. He's not going to be on the show. But he recently came out, and they're going to be making some big, disappointing changes to the Victor Von Doom character. We get to also give our thoughts about Katie Cassidy and her new Black Canary costume in Arrow. Nintendo's Amiibos, Halo, Assassin's Creed, Shadows of Mordor. What else we got? Sunset Overdrive. All sorts of awesome video game first-hand reviews because the drought is over, people. You've heard us talk about on the show a lot that video games are in a drought, but the drought is done. Games are back, and we're talking about them here on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't know, get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Welcome to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what I am reacting to is the fact that the video game drought is over, people. It is over.
Yeah.
I'm drowning.
I'm looking at Bramble Patch pictures, so clearly it's not that over.
Bramble? Okay, first of all, let's get into this.
Who uses the word Bramble?
This guy.
Yeah.
Aaron Carter. This Mr. Outdoorsman, all of a sudden, uses words like thicket.
Thicket, yep.
And bramble.
Bramble, yes.
We can tell who
Roughage.
Here...
Roughage.
We can tell who here doesn't have an X-Gen console.
Yeah.
and a PC. Yeah.
So, NerdReactor.com is who helps us with this show. You can check them out at NerdReactor.com. They got all the latest nerd news and geekery that you're going to be... needing in your life. We also want to say thank you for last week's special guest, Macy Rose. Macy of Roses. And we will be giving out our giveaway this show. So stay tuned for that. We will be doing a random drawing for all of you who entered. We thank you for that. And it's going to be fun.
We're going to announce them right here on the show, huh?
We're going to announce them right here.
All right.
Almost live on the show. Check out last week. We talked about Overwatch. And BlizzCon on the weekend show. Aaron does a great job on the weekends putting together a show comparable to this one, but just a little less.
I would say exceeds.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, all right.
I've heard it both ways.
Gross. Video Game Bang, you can hear us on Stitcher, iTunes. We actually prefer if you listen to us on those. SoundCloud's great and all, and we appreciate the SoundCloud love. We get a lot of SoundCloud love, but it's really nice when you guys can hit that subscribe button. You don't have to worry about it. Just come straight to the phone. Bibbidi bang, bopty boo. You have the new episodes.
And we're sued
Bill
now.
Cosby. Yeah,
that was sued for all the copyright.
Sorry, Bill.
He's a racist.
Wow.
But if we were.
He's anti white. Is that.
No, he's actually anti-black, isn't he?
No, he's
he was
very pro-black.
Oh.
Good lord.
Okay. If we were members of the Cosby family, he'd be... I can't even think of members of the Cosby
That's
family.
That's sad already.
Wow.
He'd be Theo?
Okay.
There you go.
Aaron Carter?
The only reason why I accept that is because I've heard that plenty of times.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, that's right on the head.
And that's racist.
She would be Raven Simone. Jada.
Wait. Is wow. Theo the one that's on Sons now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that fits you.
He's actually a pretty beast on Sons. I hope they don't...
They're going to kill him
off. Yeah.
Because he's just enough to like him, but he's not
just solidified his death. I'm sorry, Theo.
You guys missed my Raven Simone joke. That was her on that show, right?
Yeah, it was Raven Simone.
Yeah, yeah. Jade Arena, welcome back.
Hey there.
You've been gone, official Nerd Reactor now.
Yep, yep.
Working on your first reviews.
Yep.
What do you got?
Samurai Warriors 4 and a couple others that I'm starting up right now.
You're going to be taking the Corsair review.
And then, yes, took the Corsair Gaming Saber Optical RGB Gaming Mouse.
Wow.
So.
All right. We're looking forward to that. And you also have Lego Batman.
And Lego Batman. Yeah, that's right. Beyond Gotham just launched this week, so I'll be starting that up probably tonight or tomorrow.
So what I don't understand is Lego Batman 3, right?
Yes.
And then there's already an Arrow DLC, or?
It's part of their season pass. They're doing season pass just like everybody.
Not Lego.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lego.
Anybody that can get money will try to get money.
But for the Lego Batman one, it's only $15 for all the packs, which isn't terrible. And they get a ton of characters and costumes. So it might be worth it. We'll see once it comes out.
He would be George Jefferson. Steven Gutierrez.
Wasn't even in the same universe.
Of course it was the same universe.
Was not even in the same universe.
You're telling me that all...
You are reaching...
As many crossovers as there are with the Cosby Show.
They never crossed over with the Jeffersons.
No. Nope.
Jefferson...
That's like saying he would be Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah.
Corey Vincent.
It's the same universe, just a different time.
Jefferson's, I believe, is...
They crossed over with Archie Bunker, All in the Family.
Yeah, that's all that is.
Damn.
Yeah, so...
So close.
Yeah. Terrible.
And I don't
think there was that many Latinos on the.
There wasn't.
No.
Because they're racist.
There were characters, yes. But just
we were like the maintenance man. Mr. Cosby, I fix your heater.
Wow. They had no. Actually, as a very well off family, they didn't have any servants.
Mr. Cosby.
Terrible.
And I would be, of course, Bill Cosby.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. What? I'm fatherly.
You would be more of.
Mr. Roper?
Yeah. Not even in the same universe.
Come on. Well, what do you guys want to do first? We got a lot of show to cover. Should we get to the drawing first, or should we
build suspense?
Leave them in suspense.
Yeah.
Wait till the end. Wait till the end, and right when you're going to say the first name, you cut it off.
I know, right?
That'd be messed up.
Congratulations.
So the winner is...
Go to nerdreactor.com to figure it out.
I hate...
Hit subscribe, and you'll get the rest of the details.
Oh, yeah. I will be pissed.
Oh, damn.
I will be pissed.
So much going on in the world right now, but I think we got to talk about probably one of the biggest stories. Last week's Video Game Bang got put on delay, and it's ready to go, but I just don't know when to launch it.
Yeah, what the hell is up with that, man? I actually listened to the show.
Why?
Because we had the interview with the Marvel guy.
Yes.
And I released that as a quickie, which really was kind of a longie, because it was like 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then we had a full episode that we recorded that evening with the awesome composer from Sunset Overdrive, Boris Salchow.
Xiao Xiao.
But we were waiting on certain details. We wanted to get approval on some things and maybe use some tracks from something else. But it kind of got delayed. And then by the time it all got figured out, it was like, oh, weekend show. So I don't want to release too close. But we were this one coming out on this week. So where should I launch this?
I say give it to him.
Why don't you just do a double, weekend or weekday show?
All right. You heard it here, people.
How many people are going to...
I don't
protest.
Know.
Get oh my god, too much dose. Show.
too much bang.
Yeah, too much bang.
Too much bang.
Think about it. There are people out there that listen to our show to pass the time.
Yep.
And once the show's over, they're like, oh, well, it's over. What else do I do with my life? There's literally nothing else they do with
some
their
people,
life.
That's terrible.
Some people listen to it in the car while they're driving to
work. If they hear an extra episode, that's like...
It's a bonus? It's
yeah.
Okay.
Think about whenever you eat fries
uh-huh.
at McDonald's. You take the fries out, you're eating them, you're done, you're like, oh, I'm out of
that.
Fries.
Yep.
Then you look in your bag. Bag fries.
Bagglers. I
bag
love bagglers.
Fries.
Bagglers.
Oh, I love that analogy. All right, people, so you're listening to it right now. We've decided... that tomorrow, or the day this launches, there will be another episode. So if you're wondering why there was two episodes, that's why.
What if they listen to the old episode first,
oh,
and then
shit.
They get to this one?
That means they ate the bag fries first, and then they got a whole new...
I do that. Yeah. I eat my bagglers before I eat my fries out of my...
One way or another, you're getting fries, everybody.
You're going to get some fries.
Now they're going to be disappointed. I didn't get no fries, god damn it.
Speaking of which, have you guys been to McDonald's and got those fry shaker things?
Those are
no.
They're disgusting.
Are they? Gross. I figured as much.
Yeah. I got it for the nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
But but not by choice. I was like, I want the
guy at the back's like, you're taking the buffalo.
The buffalo. I wanted the buffalo sauce, right?
Oh yeah.
And they gave and you so a buffalo
like,
shaker.
He was like, do you want just some of the shakers too? And I was like, I mean, he's like, it's free. I was like, I guess. So he didn't even give me my sauce. He gave me just those shakers, the buffalo flavored. It was fucking disgusting.
They are nasty.
Speaking of buffalo, I opened up the Buffalo Ranch dipping sauce for like chips or whatnot. Too much buffalo, not enough ranch. I never thought that would be possible, but yeah, buffalo is just a little too overpowering. I'm still going to eat the whole jar because I don't really waste food, but I'm not going to enjoy it like I would.
Man, they don't make not liking these chips.
It'll be in the Halo session.
So we have a lot going on. Like we mentioned, the drought, it's officially over, people. There's deals all over the place. I was at Costco. They have the Xbox One bundled with Black Flag and Unity
for $330. Yeah, not that price, but
so
everybody's
you can
got
buy
those
an Xbox and a gallon of chicken. Bam. The low price of $50.
What's a gallon of chicken?
You go to Costco.
That's their measurement.
Costco, yeah, that's the smallest.
A drum of chicken?
A
desk of cheese? Is that what they just do the weird measurements?
I buy toilet paper probably 2 times a year at Costco.
Do you wipe your
ass? I don't know. Like, what are you?
They pull out.
You air breezing the whole time?
No.
I like to air out.
You don't have a Costco membership, do you?
I do not.
You do not. Because when you go there to get toilet paper, they pull a forklift and grab you a pallet, essentially. It's a wonderful place. Go there. And while you're there, get your Xbox One. Actually, Target's running a very similar deal.
Are we being sponsored by Costco here or something?
Maybe not all of us. But if you go to Target, you get the same deal plus a $50 gift card.
Might as well go to Target.
I mean, yeah.
And I have to pay a $50 membership just to get my
Xbox. And Target's doing the buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free games right now, too.
For all the games. Everything.
Aaron, please. I'm actually begging.
He's on his hands and knees.
Start your Kickstarter for the waist get section. Aaron a Xbox One. That's what we're gonna do. I wish Aaron, I had the money.
The deal.
We're not even
so
recording
sweet.
The show. This is an intervention.
Yeah. Wow.
You've become a douche since you've had that tablet, and it's time for you to get an Xbox.
I have literally taken this tablet almost like everywhere. And a friend of mine, I was at his house. We were gonna watch a soccer game, and he was like, how do you get used to just carrying that around? I was like, I don't know. I didn't think I would. Like, some always telling people, like, you're putting giant phones in your pocket and stuff like that. How are you? But I don't know. I can write anytime that I want. Any ideas that pop to mind, boom, slide it open. I'm in there. And it's just, I don't know. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Isn't he so different? Like, if you follow Aaron on Instagram, at Wydaak, Y-D-A-A-K, he's been posting pictures of, like, chicken. Teriyaki?
You're becoming a foodie?
He puts chicken over rice and he's like, oh, I didn't need a recipe for this.
You didn't taste the chicken, first of all.
Aaron, I've been a married man for enough years to know how to cook.
No, you don't, because when your wife left, you was freaking starving out here.
There's a chicken in the head choice. Cut off. My special recipes are, of course, my Filipino-style spaghetti. And the stuffed bell pepper.
Sure, right. That means he goes to a Filipino restaurant and orders the spaghetti. And then he goes to a store like the Nugget and gets a stuffed bell pepper.
No.
Yeah. He was like,
Video Game Bang Cook-Off.
Oh, bring your best fucking dish.
That is fine.
Bring your
when
best.
When are we doing this? Because I'll destroy all of you.
I'm still learning how to cook, my whole thing was I'm just trying to try a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't.
BFD.
Like, the hiking.
Bring your best
dish. Every damn time it gets me.
Video game.
What you playing? Man, it's like we never know it's there.
Potluck.
Except for it's at exactly.
Exactly 10 minutes.
We should randomize it.
It's actually 14.
Is it 14?
Yeah, it's about 14.
He said I moved it back 4.
Yeah, I moved it 4 to try and keep you on your toes. The drought is over, everybody. I've been playing so much video games. I'm
name
go
12
first.
Of them.
Damn it. All right, I will. Damn it, I don't know.
Wow. Terrible.
First of all, Destiny and Bungie are some bastards. And the reason why is they do their weekly resets on Tuesdays. And I never really thought about it till now. It's weekly extremely reset. Strategic. Yeah, so like the Vault of Glass, the giant raid, you can only farm it once a week. To try and keep you from just playing
it's an
over and
MMO
over
MMO style thing. Yeah.
So you can only get the loot one time per week.
So
now on Tuesdays is when it resets. So I'm sitting here looking at Assassin's Creed Unity, and I'm playing it for like 5 minutes. I'm like, oh shit, the Vault of Glass reloaded. I got to go do it. So I get all my friends together and do all that. So it's a very strategic deal.
I don't know.
They could have chose any day of the week.
This is the thing. I don't want to plan my life around my game. I should be able to pick it up and do whatever I want when I want. So that sounds like, I don't know. That sounds too constricted to me.
Are the raids the same shit as the same levels, the same parts of the game? If that made sense to you.
The raid is a unique.
If you played Destiny, that made sense to you.
Well, kind of, because they reset everything. So the Vault of Glass you can do once per week, and then they...
Is it on Mars?
It's
in the cave?
No, it's that one on Venus that takes
in a cave.
Unique as in what are we talking about?
Like,
what makes the Vault of Glass different?
Yes.
Oh,
is it actual Vault of Glass?
Okay, difficulty. No. I'm not talking about difficulty. I'm talking about when you go there, is it something that's like...
The objectives and things you have to do in the Vault of Glass to finish it is unique to every other mission in Destiny.
Yeah, there's like no other missions. Final Atheon boss battle is pretty damn complicated.
So do you have to wait for waves of people to come in?
No. Well, there are waves, but basically what happens
is... And then the ghost will hack something.
No, yeah, that's like the rest
and
of the
then
game.
That's the story
you move
stuff.
On to the next
when
stuff.
You do the Vault
and then
of
you'll
glass,
have the big giant monster that shoots a laser beam out of his eye.
Oh, the Atheon battle, like, okay, six people enter this
one
arena.
One man leaves.
And then
welcome
Atheon,
to Thunderdome.
You know, comes down the stairs all badass and stuff. And basically there's two dimensions. There's a Mars and a Venus. And Atheon will open the time stream and he will pick three people at random to go to one of the realms. They have to grab this relic and destroy these oracles while not dying from the bad guys, while the other people have to hold the portal open for them to come back when they finish their mission.
Okay, that's
and
cool.
If the other three that aren't chosen die, everybody dies.
Yeah,
because
they're
fail.
Locked in the time stream. The portal's shut and they die. And if they don't kill all the oracles, you succumb to oracles and everybody dies. And then once they all come through the portal victoriously... Oh, and while you're in there, mind you... the guy with the shield has to kill the bad guys.
There's
then,
a relic you have to pick up. It's a shield that you have to pick up. Only one person can hold
he
it.
Kills the bad
die.
Guys and has to run and unblind you because you're constantly going blind while you're in there for some reason. Your vision's getting dark.
Literally to where you can't see anything. It completely blinds your screen.
And then at the end, when they all come back through victorious, hopefully, you all can start doing
then
bonus
you can
damage
attack
to Atheon.
Yeah, you get bonus damage for against the boss.
And you rinse and repeat.
So... What do you mean you rinse and repeat?
You have to go through the portals about, depending on your levels and your gear, it's anywhere from, I think we did it last night, about four or five portals runs or whatnot, of it randomly teleporting us to Mars or Venus.
So is it difficult for these portal runs?
They can be if
they
you're...
Can, you have 1 weak link and then the whole thing.
If you have somebody who doesn't know what they're doing or their gear's not up to snuff or they're not a high enough level, yes.
It's tough. So and this is the last part. This thing, like the original
that's just
pioneers
the second
of,
half
this,
of
this
yeah.
took, it took them, what, 12 hours to do this damn thing?
The first time, yeah.
Now with like, you know, the power of the internet and people figuring out little
the meta
and stuff like that, it can get done in probably about an hour and a half, I think, if you're really good. Which I'm not.
They should have just ramped up the difficulty and let you do it anytime you want.
Well, there is a hard mode, but you can still only do it once a week, and it is way
harder.
See,
that's why I'm
and
saying
it's the same,
once a week.
Same
like,
mission?
It's the same mission, but they do things like, I think if you die, you're done. Like, you have to restart the whole vault.
Like, they erase
your
character.
Oh, on hard mode? No.
Yeah, permadeath.
Not hardcore.
Ramp up the difficulty and make it do it whenever you want. That
well,
makes sense.
Dumb,
they did
Benji.
It on a timer so people don't
that's
just
dumb.
Farm it over and over again
and
to
just
get super OP.
They should give you, if they're going to do that, then they should have just gave you one, like an item you need to do that. Like, and you get one every week.
Have you go farm the item
well, the
or
thing
something
is,
like
yeah, that.
That
because like I have to work. So Tuesdays, like
well,
I
you don't have to do it on
game.
Tuesday.
No, yeah.
You can do it any time you want throughout the week. It's just you have to wait for Tuesday to reset your timer. So if you do it on Tuesday this week, you can't do it till next Tuesday. But if you wait till Thursday, you can do it as soon as Tuesday comes around.
Yeah, that's when everything resets. It makes sense. It's just really a pain in the ass that they did that on launch day for other games.
Well, it's normal.
It's taking advantage of my addiction.
That's every company does that.
Still makes it seem like you have to schedule your life around the game.
Yeah, I do.
Not yeah, I mean, like, okay, so think about it this way. Everybody else is free Thursday. You're not, though.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody has to run it. then you're just like, you got to come back, and the people that you normally play with.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you fuckers did it without me.
Well,
yeah,
you plan it with people. That's why you try to find, you plan with people, and there's the Destiny app you can use to find people that are looking
at you. Yeah. Now I have to download an app, do all this bullshit. Fuck this game. Yeah, I'm telling you, Bungie. What you playing?
If you have enough.
Because I'm already done with it. I'm already sick of it.
If you have enough people on your friends list, it's
already
issue.
Sick of it. Let's I'm going to trade this
I got more what you playing. Assassin's Creed Unity, I did get to play about an hour and a half's worth. And what did, have you been
did
playing?
You feel like
I finished the first mission. The climbing feels a little more restricted to me.
Yeah.
It's right. Okay, so I'm not the only person. Like, Assassin's Creed 2 is the one I probably put the most time into, and I felt like when I was climbing, I could pick a direction and push jump, and I would jump off the wall.
Yep.
Whether it meant death or making the jump I wanted to make, I had freedom. With Unity, I feel it locks that. You can't just push a direction and jump away from the wall. It only lets you jump to pre-chosen places.
Yeah, it's a little more, it's less free-flowing, and it feels a little more, like you said, I don't want to use the word clunky.
A little more constricted.
Yeah.
And it may be good for those people who do push the wrong button and jump off to protect them.
I do that all
a lot of people, and I've heard that from a lot of people, so it's probably why they put that into place. But personally for me, if I die, I fucked up.
Yeah, the game looks beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah, game is gorgeous.
The other thing I noticed, too, I mean, it does just feel slowed down, but they kind of ditched the whole, like, one cohesive storyline, right? Because when you boot up the game, it kind of...
Yeah, it just jumped into, like, Helios or something. I couldn't even follow
Helix.
It. Helix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even follow the story.
There was
story
something online that was saying that
the
story is jacked up now.
Yeah, it's like it's not like a storyline. It's like navigating a Helix computer and playing out these scenarios.
Well, that's because originally the game was supposed to be three games and then done. But
yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like
it became a phenomenon.
It got big, and it's just like you can't just kill a franchise that's huge. So.
I didn't play Black Flag. Are you still Do you still have the whole Desmond overarching storyline in Black Flag?
No.
See,
Desmond's done.
As of
spoilers,
after three.
Desmond's done after, I think it's...
Three?
It's got to be...
three, yeah.
The it's Revelations?
No.
No, it's three.
When they come to America?
It's three. Because he killed... He gets...
Yeah, okay.
Do you mind if I spoil it?
He's dead?
Okay, yeah, he kills himself.
Aww.
Because of...
that's a huge spoiler.
Why'd you spoil it, damn
that's
it?
A huge spoiler. you could have just said he died.
It's like he does this thing to where like it's going to kill him. So he does it. That's what I mean by
I was done with Assassin's Creed story wise
after two.
After one.
Yeah, you know,
really?
I wasn't even upset.
Aliens.
As soon as they said aliens and stuff like that and they took me out of that, I was like, yeah.
There's a left turn where it's like, okay, then you're actually the bad guys. That's fine.
But
when you go far left, you get aliens.
Have you seen Conan play this?
I did not watch it.
Okay, so Conan played Unity. And what's his name? Aaron Blakehart?
Yeah.
Well, he was the one explaining him the story because, you know, he's the gamer and he's explaining it to... He's like, why can't I just be a guy in France that kills people? And I was like, that's what I thought about Assassin's Creed 1. Why can't I just be a guy in, you know, Jerusalem or wherever he was and that kills people? That should have just been the game. Like, just box it. I don't need to go into the future. I don't need to just make that game, that story, you know, boom, after that. And then you can even throw it. It doesn't need the future stuff. You can
so
just be like, this is a lineage of assassins. That's it. And we're just going to show you all these assassins through time. And then each one is an individual boon. And you can actually even have this whole thing that spans years and see how it progresses, like something secret that goes through. But it doesn't need to be scientists, scientifical or aliens or something like that.
I think it was probably easier for them when they were writing the story of one to do that overarching story so they didn't have to put as much focus into the first one's story while they're back there.
Wait, Nolan North signed on too long. That's why. Are too late because they were like, okay, we're not hearing anything from Nolan. They signed somebody, they got him to do the voice, and then Nolan was like, oh, sorry, I was sick. I'm on for your project. And they were like, shit, now we have to write a story. Oh,
yeah.
Future aliens.
Yeah, see, because I truly believe that number one was a test, and they were trying to see if this free flowing you know, parkour type of running will work in video games
and
people will like it. Yep. And it works. And then they were like, all right, let's throw a story on this.
And that's why we have Mordor now.
Because freaking part one, it was literally you just did three things. You tracked, you killed, you escaped.
And you stole.
Yeah.
That
and
was
you
it.
Sat on a bench and over in...
it was it.
So, overheard people.
Yeah.
I think this one is really, based on what I've seen so far and the overlaying storyline, it's just meant for the co-op, probably.
Have you just played it, though, the co-op?
We have to. They, from what I read an article before it came out, they said you had to play like an hour, a couple hours into the game by yourself before the co-op unlocked because they wanted to
set up
the character. They wanted you to get to know the assassin, Arno.
That's fine. Which
makes sense because if you go jump straight at co-op and they don't do the full story like lots of games do when you go to co-op, you don't ever, you know.
You're quadruplets, Bowen and friends.
The story has its tropes, but it seems okay. So far, so good.
You can just write the story. You're a kid in France with three friends, and
you
they witness a murder of one of your friends' families.
What is this? Freaking
plot the revenge over years.
What's that that movie with the four friends? They want to see a dead body, and then they go in the whole
Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Assassin's Creed Stand By Me. Is that
I got dibs on Corey Feldman.
Terrible.
So, and then the last game I've been playing is Halo Master Chief Edition, but that was just today.
Looks like Halo.
It is Halo, it's some very sexy makeup on that old sexy pig.
And that does it for you?
Yeah, it does.
Still underneath a pig. It. Yeah, I was going to say underneath it. Still a pig.
I don't care. You know, I started
a fat chick.
I did level one from the anniversary remake of for the 360. And, you know, the graphical improvement is good. Basically more texture-based. But it still feels like you're playing that old game. Like, when you throw the punches, you don't get that, like, yeah, I just punched you in the face. You just get that, oh, did I just hit him? Did I hit him? Did I not hit him?
I tell you.
Because it's just a new coat of paint, right?
I started, and I felt I would try to melee a grunt, and I missed, like, three times because of the animation speed.
But it's still, like, the classic game I grew up with, so I'm going to go through the whole fucking thing. But I did skip to Halo 2, and those cinematics, though, like, that could be a movie. It should be a movie.
Well, they're making a movie.
That's why they're doing Nightfall and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I'll give it to the cutscenes. The cutscenes look good.
Steven was there, and in that one, you could switch back and forth between the cutscenes, and it was a joke.
Technology's come a long way.
So then, by the next iteration for the next console of the Master Chief Collection 7, and they're just going to throw more paint on it.
We better be, it better be like us playing again, live action. Like, finally.
Technology has jumped.
I don't know. That seems like it just needs some...
We need some VR gear, and then you need to put us into the cutscenes.
Just put a whole new game out.
You know, and...
Just be like, hey, it's Master Chief.
My one critique is I wanted to play some multiplayer, could not get into a game. Spent about 15 minutes in matchmaking.
That's how it was on Twitch.
Because they want you to spend a couple hours playing the campaign.
Wow. Terrible.
Terrible. To get to know the character who has no personality.
This is where I think they go, games go wrong with stuff like that. They don't, you know what? And it may not be wrong because everybody loves Master Chief. There's a big audience out there for him. But if you take away a character for a little bit and then you bring him back in like the fourth game, I think the anticipation would be even greater. Like, it's like Master Chief goes away, you introduce some crap character, and then all of a sudden the trailer comes out at E3 2015. Master Chief comes out of nowhere, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, he's finally back! We're gonna get what
Isn't
we had
that what
before."
They did that once.
No, because it's all Master Chief in every single game, except for what?
Reach and ODST.
Well, from 3 to 4, I guess.
And
yeah.
Halo Wars.
It's all Master Chief.
Yeah, and Halo Wars.
The next time you see him, he's gonna have a beard on his helmet.
And
And Halo Spartan Assault.
But they didn't boost up those games like, "Oh, these are the next things."
No, it's just like, "Oh, hey,
ODST
we're another
was like, oh yeah, here's this was supposed to be a little DLC, but we kind of made it our own thing." So there you go.
That was fun.
One of these.
Because Nathan fell and signed on.
Yeah.
A little late.
And then Reach was like, "Oh, you know, we got this story about prequel stuff. Master Chief will probably make a little cameo, and then and there you go."
Yeah, he never did.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know what? I like those characters.
You know, the games are good.
Those were afterthoughts.
Let's. That was my what you playing.
That was the whole 30 minutes of what you playing.
And it sounds like a whole lot of nothing.
Wow. No.
And he said the drought's
let's
over.
Let's move on to somebody who doesn't have a next gen console.
No, the drought is over because there's still Shadows of Mordor lurking out there that I need to get my hands on. Far Cry's about to come out next week. The GTA
Dragon
5 first person. Version Dragon Age.
That
the drought is over.
That is the only thing that I.
It's kind of rehashing,
I guess. Yeah, it's just is that what
Far Cry 4 is? Pretty much Far Cry 3, but now you're Asian.
I guess that's what you call drought over is the same rain that you
There's
got last
a lot
season.
Of stuff and the Smash Brothers coming out for the Wii Love.
Why is it that
that's
I'm?
That's just another coat of paint.
Why is it that I'm not that excited then?
Because you don't have an.
Even if
you
I
have,
did,
this is
there
your
comes a time in a man's life.
Even if I did, I don't see. You know what I'm really excited for? I'm excited for Overwatch. And that's not even out. Beta's not even out till next year.
Yeah. What have you been playing, Aaron?
I think Aaron gets more excited about the idea of games.
Yep. Been playing Smite. Playing Smite.
Any new gods?
Not yet. They've been on the same thing. They just had a new game mode today, which was called Shooter. Everybody was like Hunter class. So,
are you going to buy an Xbox One to play Smite?
Not to play Smite, but I'll buy an Xbox One, yeah.
And then you're going to play Smite on it?
I'll probably play Smite on there as well, but I don't know. It'll probably feel like a nerfed version because they're not going to have all the same characters and everything. Yeah. But no, I don't know. I'm not... Please, if there's something out there that's not a remake.
Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive. There you go.
I was watching Steven play that on Twitch, and I was like, eh.
Steven, what have you been
playing?
It's
one of those ones you got to play.
Aaron kind of ruined it.
Oh, I'm sorry. But see, now, how do I ruin it? And he's played the game.
You're a naysayer.
But if you killed the buildup. Ruined dreams.
Like Aaron ruined Flush.
They're like,
the
oh, Aaron, what are you playing? I don't get that anymore. They know.
If I played, or if I gave you something to eat, and you're like, this is delicious, I can't tell you, like, it's gross. And then you're like, oh, yeah, actually it is. And throw it away. No, you ate it. You know what it is.
Yeah, but you're his hero.
You'd be surprised. Nah, that is actually.
You have influence over Steven.
Saying those types of things are actually very influential on people's decisions and how they feel about things.
Steven is his own man. Steven makes his own decision. He plays his own games.
And he didn't know that until you just told him.
Nope.
What? Steven, what have you been playing? I'm messing with you.
This isn't a Corey Gondo situation.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron doesn't control my life. I don't control his.
Mm-hmm. It's even worse when you guys deny it. But what have you been playing?
Well, Sunset Overdrive, since Aaron killed that buildup. And then I've been streaming. First time streamer.
Ooh. Huh? Yeah, you got some views.
Yeah. Please subscribe.
Yeah.
Comment below.
There's like 13 people in my chat room watching me play DayZ.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Already more popular than Aaron.
Already a terrible game.
I totally didn't even check my chat room, and people were like commenting and stuff.
Were you streaming on your computer?
My computer, and then I streamed Sunset on the Xbox.
And Jada, probably pretty much what I've been playing, but you got some extra stuff, right?
Yeah, so... the one big one that I've probably put the most time into outside of the main three Corey's been playing as well, Fantasy Life for the 3DS.
Oh, and I'm sure it's really great. So after this...
Yay! Be whatever you want.
After the break, we will do the drawing, and we have news, believe it or not.
Fantasy
so
Life,
stick around for this week's Video Game Bang.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to Strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Tangent about fucking Bungie.
What?
Bungie is amazing. Bungie.
Yeah, Bungie's awesome.
You're in the wrong house.
Are they?
Really?
They are.
Are they?
They've hashed the same game over and over
to
you.
No.
You've eaten
it
up.
No.
Name four different franchises.
No, I'm saying.
That makes them awesome.
You can't
what?
Even.
What?
What? Doesn't matter.
What?
Four different franchises that they've done?
So that's like, okay, I can say.
Marathon, Halo, Destiny.
Marathon, I'll give you. Halo, I'll give you.
Destiny,
I will not give you.
As a different franchise?
That's awesome, yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. You describe Bungie as awesome, correct? You said they're not awesome, right, Steven?
I like Destiny. I still go back, and granted, it's an MMO. So if you've never fucking played an MMO, a real MMO.
I played World of Warcraft early, vanilla World of Warcraft.
Okay, vanilla.
And I played Crappacy 11. Don't tell me. Don't tell me I didn't play any real MMOs. I've been through the trenches. I've been there. So I know
and
what
stuck
bad
it
ones
out.
Can be.
And hashtag, stuck it out. Long term.
He was like level 60. Or where'd you get to? He was like 50.
What for?
Did you cap in WoW?
On WoW?
Just about?
Yeah, just about.
So you,
because I
you
stopped
didn't
right
cap?
whenever the Death Knight came out.
So
I was
going to
make
cap?
A Death Knight.
You didn't cap?
No.
You didn't do in-game content?
No.
Okay, you didn't go through the fucking trenches of an MMO then. What? You went through the fucking starter up. You went through the fucking tutorial.
And you know how long that takes?
The trenches?
You went through the fucking tutorial.
That is the trenches.
I played before you got a free damn mount. I played when you had to pay gold for a stupid mount.
It was like, as did I.
So this was
60 gold?
Yeah. This was as a warrior.
You know how long it takes to get one piece of gold?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
As a freaking warrior. As a freaking warrior, mind you. That means I sat and got beat up on while everybody around me was getting prizes from their friends.
You know
friends.
How many rats and pigs we had to kill for hours? They're probably not even rats
the
and pigs.
The stupidest stuff. So, yeah, I know what MMOs
you know
and
how
many the
Mirelurks?
Crap. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. The mountains of Mirelurks that had to die just for me to get a shield made out of wood.
Wow. He puts it on and it's like a pink thong.
Exactly. Exactly.
This went way off the rails. Let's bring this thing back.
Wait. Jada had one more. Because I said four for Bungie.
Stinking the fourth one.
You got that Jeopardy music queued up over there? Yeah. Exactly.
Bungie now, did do one other
you
game.
Can say Nintendo is amazing. And then you can spit out all the crap that they've
done.
I agree. You can say... you can even... throw out and say EA is amazing. As freaking Madden-izing as they are.
You don't have to have multiple awesome franchises to be amazing. You can say Mojang's
Naughty
amazing.
Dog.
What about Mojang?
Hmm.
Minecraft.
Yeah, but they...
While we question why Microsoft buys them, then you go and say that?
There
really?
I knew
you know
I
what's
one.
Amazing?
Oni. That was
you,
the other one I
you
missed.
Know, you're done. You know why? You know why you say Mojang is amazing? Not because of Mojang, because of those modders online that made Mojang's
Minecraft
game
vanilla
amazing.
Is awesome. No, what? We're gonna move forward, people. We're gonna move forward. We
Minecraft
got stuff
vanilla.
To do. We got places to do.
From,
we will cover
from
this.
The guy that we were on mods, Pokemon's for the longest on Minecraft.
I played
huh?
more vanilla than anything.
That's because you had
Any
to.
My, not because I had to. Had I've been to. Modding way before you.
I've never modded. I've never even claimed to mod. I play on mods, yes. But I wouldn't say that I'm a modder.
I've
no.
played on mods.
Bethesda. I can even say they are.
Oh my gosh.
They're not?
What, Bethesda has what? Two?
Bethesda has more than two.
They have
two
more than
amazing
two,
ones.
Than,
if
those...
we're talking like top echelon, we're not going to consider Dishonored or the...
I've never
even
played. I've never played
ESO online.
I never played. I wouldn't even say ESO is even there.
They got
would,
the Fallout franchise.
I would say
and Elder Scrolls.
And they have the Elder Scrolls.
Those are the two that come to name. That come to mind.
And whether you guys like it or not, Destiny's pretty freaking popular right now, and it's not going anywhere. Anytime.
Just because it's popular.
That's because it was a light in a tunnel of darkness.
Yeah, just because it's popular.
And they
though.
Accepted the first
yeah, like
thing
I said,
way to be
that
topical.
They can get their hands in.
I like it.
I'm just
I
saying,
like it. Topical. You're the,
I'm
the
just saying,
last light.
You give the water to the person in the desert, he's going to drink it.
All right, we're going to do a drawing now.
Wow.
We're giving
you're
going to
do the drawing right now?
You're not going to do the news? You saved... That's
you
for
say
last.
Yeah. Do you not know how to do a...
Okay, fine. We're going to save it for
have
last.
Have you even
right?
hosted, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You
what if the winner here? What if the winner got picked right now, and then they're like, oh, I won. Click. Turn off.
You know it's a podcast, so they could skip to the end.
They're that's... not going to do that.
Who does that?
It's a tape cassette they're listening on. What are they going to...
That's terrible. Oh, God.
All right. We're going to move
I
on
apologize
to
for my co-worker.
I thought I run this show, but apparently not. Toby Kebbell talks Fantastic Four's Doctor Doom.
Everybody get your
Doctor Doom
pitchforks.
Yeah, and your torches and yeah. get ready to roll on what is it, Fox? Is that who owns Fantastic
yes,
Four?
Oh yeah. Fox's yeah. needs to die.
I would love to just one swift kick in the balls of the CEO of it's probably a woman. So one quick swift kick in the van.
When punching the sand.
Because it's okay, continue.
At an event
before I even go on to the
at an event to promote Dawn of the Planet of the Apes on Blu-ray, of all things, Collider got the actor behind the mask, or whatever ends up he's going to end up wearing, because
yeah.
at this point,
it's
going to
be paint.
It's
going to
be a
it's
hockey
gonna
mask.
Be spray paint.
They're talking spray about the character. He says, I'm excited to see it, too. The only thing I can tease about it is what I worked on most was my voice, because nobody, even the cartoons, when I was watching them, was like, where's he from? There's a mild change. He's Victor Domashev,
yep.
not Victor Von Doom in our story. And I'm sure I'll be sent to jail for telling you that. The Doom in ours, I'm a programmer, a very antisocial programmer, and on blogging sites, I'm Doom.
What? Like what?
Victor Von Doom was a scientist, if I remember correctly.
But he's not
right?
Victor Von Doom. He's Victor Domashev. This is an entirely different person. This is not Victor Von Doom in the game.
But Victor Von Doom, if I remember correctly, was a scientist. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He was with Reed in college.
College buddies.
Yeah, but this is Rivals. Some blogger now. Like, what?
He's just some antisocial nerd blogger.
And if they're going to give this man superpowers, I definitely want to kick somebody in the balls. Like, that's so stupid.
It's a travesty. And it kind of came to the point where you can mess with the Fantastic Four. You can do whatever you want to them. You know, make the characters black.
Wow. Put emphasis on that, huh?
You know, do whatever.
Give them blue fire.
You know, make the thing not orange anymore. Whatever you want to do to the, you know, make them, they're going to be brother and sister. They're always brother and sister, but now they're like, employed by the government. And
yeah, I think they were like
all this weird
some
shit.
Of the rumors is like they're
Johnny
like,
Storm's banging Mrs. Fantastic.
They were scientific experiments or something like that the government owned or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever. It's that's
so
fine.
So they own a black
do
guy?
That.
Isn't
do
that slavery?
That. Leave yes. Victor Von Doom the fuck alone. He's one of the best villains in comic books. And he's one of the most brilliant scientists. He delves in magic. You can do so much stuff with him.
This guy, Toby Kebbell, I watched the interview where he says all this stuff, and he talks about how much of a fan he was of...
Was being the key word.
Of,
did he say was?
I just said was. I'm not okay. Gonna, you know. But when you go into a project and you say you're a fan of it, and you see crap like this, how do you continue to go on with it?
I think you're paycheck. Just blinded by, well, that too. Paycheck. The paycheck and just being part of it.
But like, come
because
on.
Because every... kid or I'm even gonna say young
every...
adult would love a chance to play their hero, their childhood hero,
yeah,
or the person they read about or watched on TV.
But when you're reading...
fat guy, if they said, hey Steven, you want to be Wolverine, hell yeah,
yeah.
What do I have to do, scream claws, drink a beer? All
but
right,
what if they
done.
Were like, hey, you're gonna be Wolverine, but you're gonna be from Poland and your name is, I don't know, Chris Stinkelbin. And your claws are
do
just
I have
spoons.
Claws?
Your claws are spoons.
Is it made by Asylum?
No,
I'm in.
So it's he sees this. He talks about even in his interview. He talks about Dr. Doom and Victor Von Doom and stuff like that. Like, you know, he's from that country or whatever. He owns Latveria and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But he so you know this.
Wait,
stuff.
He's a blogger that owns.
No. This no. I'm talking about the real Doom.
I was like, Jesus, what
the
is
real
he
Doom,
blogging?
Not this Domashev guy.
He makes Doombots.
Do you know? Is Domashev from like
I don't
a?
Don't give a Domashev.
Ultimate new.
I've never heard that name before.
So that means they're just pulling crap out of their butt. Like I don't understand. Why would you do that?
It's a joke. I will definitely not go see this movie. I haven't seen the X-Men movies just because I'm lazy. This one I'm not going to see because I'm protesting.
On principle.
You haven't seen any of the X-Men movies?
I saw up to Days of Future Past and...
Did you watch Days of Future
only,
Past?
No, sorry. Not Days of Future Past. Sorry.
I was going to say, that's current.
What was the last? First Class. I saw up so to bad. First Class and then I saw only
like
Wolverine
first
1.
First Class pissed me the hell off.
The Havoc and Cyclops swap?
Everybody that was in there.
Yeah. It was...
All of them. The First Class, literally, they have a whole comic book that says First Class. Read it. Make it a movie. That's all you have to do.
At least
read
get the characters
it,
right.
And then make it into a movie. That is all you have to do. You can even throw it in the 70s if you wanted to, because it would have fit. It would have been fine. Read it. Throw it in the damn movie.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick up all these, you know, characters from all different times in the X-Men universe. I don't understand that. Like, they picked so many people from different classes and everything and said, let's just throw these guys in here.
Was the only one Beast? That was the only correct
one? Beast was the only correct one. And then Charles. And it was just like, and hasn't Charles been bald pretty much his whole damn life?
I think so.
He has like a shag and everything like that in the movie. Like, what is this? So, yeah, that one pissed me off. But I watched Days of Future Past, and literally Days of Future Past is the only reason I give it a pass is... Because they just erase everything that they did before. They literally say, hey, we screwed up. So at the end, so like...
Our bad.
The last 5 minutes of the movie is literally just saying, sorry.
But then...
Everything's wrong.
But then from what I've seen from that, I did watch on YouTube the teaser.
The after?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's like, but we're going to screw you again.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Well, no, if they could do it right. But then I've seen that they're going to replace the actors for Storm, Cyclops, and Jean, I think it may be.
Apocalypse is just going to be some skinny little pale guy.
Yeah, well, he was in the beginning. He wasn't always the big buff, you know, thing that you see first.
To see.
Like, he has to grow up.
I imagine like a Thanos teaser would have gotten me my juices going.
That's gross. Where
his like chair just turns around and he's all.
They could have done something where like scientists find a coffin and then they push it open and then you see the slumbering apocalypse inside. Or
but
something
it's
like
a big ass.
Yeah, but thing, huge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you know he has his slumber chambers.
He's
or something
not
going like
to be CG. I'm guessing.
No, they're probably going to have some dude Ryan Reynolds.
Just go CG.
Oh God.
just go CG.
We received a first look at Katie Cassidy as the Black Canary in Arrow.
Yeah, John Wynn actually wrote on this one on Nerd
broke
Reactor.
Broke the news.
How do you've seen the Black Canary though, right? In comics and everything like
I
that.
I am. Oh,
she's a very sexified,
voluptuous.
Yeah, voluptuous character. And this one kind of just looks like leather whips and chains. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Like, I'm going to kick your ass, then I'm going to bang you.
Yeah, like, see, Corey is now looking at a picture of Black. There's the more, you know, I guess, best representation of how she always dresses.
Oh, yeah.
The little leather one piece.
The underwear and her vajay.
Yeah, all that stuff. But I don't, she never wears a mask. I don't understand that. Where'd the mask come from?
I don't know.
To protect her identity.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah, that's Black Canary.
She's actually one of the most dangerous fighters in the DC universe.
Well, this is basically her picking up the mantle from where Sarah left off, right?
Spoilers?
Yeah, big spoilers if you haven't seen.
I didn't say what happened. You know,
a lot of people like the Sarah Black Canary, though.
I think Sarah wore it best, girl.
She did. The booty chin was a little throwing. But, that's nitpicking. You know, that's just nitpicking.
That is nitpicking.
That is very nitpicking.
You know who I really am fond of is whoever plays Nyssa Al Ghul.
Ah, yes.
I'm talking about
the
Katrina Law.
The chick from Spartacus. Spartacus, yes.
Is she in the Spartacus?
Yeah, you see her in Spartacus.
Yeah?
Yeah, you see her.
Have you not seen Spartacus?
Who don't you see in Spartacus?
That was a better question.
If you were in Spartacus.
You see Deathstroke's Wang if you want to see that.
You're very excited about that.
Hey!
Hey, drops, if that gets you off,
he hangs dong in the Spartacus.
I said it to get you excited.
If you want to see his dong in there.
Watching Spartacus tonight.
Oh, we know what Steven likes.
He is
the show Spartacus. Yeah.
This is the other thing, though. She's supposed to have like a sonic scream, and Laurel, the lawyer in the show, has no superpowers.
Laurel, the lawyer.
So she has, like, what are they going to do? The other one, when her sister just had the little device that made the sonic vibrations and stuff like that.
You can just find that in the shirt pocket of that jacket.
That's us. You're like, this was here the whole time. I was wearing this jacket and never felt this lump in my pocket. No, they need to have her, like, drink some Chemical X or something
like
that.
Maybe they'll do a crossover with Flash.
They've already planned on that.
But
yeah,
you know, the big thing is here that kind of throws off for continuity for me is that they kind of justify how Oliver learns how to fight and how Sarah learned how to fight, you know, with the League of Shadows and over 5 years on a hellish island, yada, yada, yada. But Laurel's so helpless. She just got her ass whooped in one of the episodes by some dude. And now they're going to, in like just a few episodes, turn her into some badass.
Have you watched more?
I'm caught up.
Oh, you're caught up? So you know who she's training with then.
Yeah, but you're telling me that that guy can train her?
That guy is Wildcat. He's a DC Justice Leaguer. He's legit fighter.
With Ra's al Ghul.
He's,
in the League of Shadows.
Google him. He doesn't look like he does in the show, but Wildcat is almost on par with like a Batman type of person.
He's gonna teach this random chick how to fight like a superhero level.
That's what happens in the comic book.
In just no time at
all. Well, no, not in no time at all. But yeah.
There's gonna have to be a hyperbolic time chamber.
Wow. And they come out a year later, a year older.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna take for me to fly.
No, but we don't know how long this is gonna take for her to get to that status. This is probably just saying, hey,
this is just to please you right now.
Yeah, this is to get your
rocks off. What do you feel about the nightstick instead of the staff?
Ooh, yeah, that is an adding. Because she's actually, she uses no weapons really in
the
comics.
Pulled a mentalist on us, but did you notice?
did you notice the night staff dancing in the background?
The moonwalking bear.
Oh, man. I'm watching Flash. I'm caught up on Flash. I love the show.
I think her dad's going to die. That's what the nightstick's for.
Really?
Calling it.
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised. He's got heart problems.
From Flash. Like, I watched
he's a character you like him just a little.
There's the Wildcat.
But you don't care if he died.
That's the guy who trains her. Not Wildcat is just looks like a damn cat.
It looks
costume.
Like Batman with less flair.
Basically.
I watched the Captain Cold episode of
with,
Flash.
Schofield.
yeah, exactly.
Wentworth Miller. I was going for the bad guy. And
he,
I was glad when...
He does a good job with that.
Yeah, he does.
He does a good job.
He's a great actor. I need to go back and watch that Resident Evil with him in it.
No,
no
you don't.
You don't.
Chris no, Redfield. You don't.
What?
No,
you did don't. He ruin it?
You just need to hold on to Captain Cold. That's what you need to do.
They need to get Captain Cold, whoever his brother's going to play, Dominic Parcell.
That's a good question. I wonder who
Clock
is going to play.
Master.
No, they don't. I understand the actor is going to be good, but I don't see him as a Flash threat.
Well, I mean, you get them all together, and then you have a Prison Break team.
Wow. You just want Prison Break to happen.
I do.
Inside
and then they're going to escape the asylum. Like, it could be its own spinoff.
Wow.
And they're going to escape with Barry Allen's dad?
Yeah. Even the Count. No, not the Count.
And then the Suicide Squad's
got
to find him.
Vertigo was also a Prison Break alumni.
Yep, he was.
Bring him in. Oh, this is going to be so cool. Then bring that black guy and then that Puerto Rican guy.
They're just, where do they fit in?
They're just themselves from Prison Break.
Really?
This takes place in the
same
universe.
From New England.
Yeah, Fox River.
That's in Corey's Bill Cosby
universe.
Yeah. His amalgamation of all these universes.
Oh, callbacks.
The story opens up, the episode opens up with Bill Cosby watching TV.
Wow.
So what's going on?
Camille.
Prison Break.
Prison Break. Oh.
That's terrible.
Let's see. Nintendo confirms a new
that was
Amiibo.
Actually pretty good for a white guy.
Nintendo confirms new Amiibo figures, including Mega Man, Shulk, and Sonic. Super Smash Bros.
And Toon Link.
Yeah, and Toon Link. That's right. And the Toon Link one looks adorable.
I can't wait for the pre-orders to go up so I can pre-order them all. I already did Shulk.
Super Smash Bros. For the Nintendo Wii U is just around the corner, and on the same day, the first wave of the new Amiibo figures will be released, followed by Wave 2 in December. If you're already craving the third wave, the lineup is going to be, well, we've got good news for you. Wave 3 will feature Rosalina and Luma, Sheik, Toon Link, Bowser, Lucario, Ike, King Dedede, Meta Knight, Shulk, Sonic, and Mega Man. These will be available in North America in February 2015. And, you know, did you see the partnership they got with Loot Crate?
Yeah.
I might do it.
You're going to do the Loot Crate
Amiibus? Loot Crate version, yeah.
I don't think they're going to let you buy anything.
Well, it's actually, I think
after you push their box out of the way.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh, Corey, we've been waiting for you, mother.
Order denied.
Yep.
I was looking at it.
They're going to send you a box of shit.
He's always like, ah!
God damn it.
Why do they sketch Nintendo into it? This doesn't work.
I was just skim reading at the an article on their website for it, but it looked like they were already full up on it already.
Mm.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Nintendo's a big draw for any type of.
That is the only way I think I'd buy the Amiibos if it was like in a loot crate thrown with some other stuff.
I saw that the Amiibos can only save data from one game, each one.
Oh, I wonder why they
meaning
did that.
You can't transfer. Really?
Once you put Captain Falcon's Amiibo on whatever game you were putting it on. That's what it's for.
Now, before we do Bang Bites, should we do the drawing now?
I don't think that can't be right.
I'm excited. I'm when
that last
look that up for me because that can't because the characters are supposed to all interact with Smash, and
like
then they've already said like if you put Link in Hyrule Warriors, he unlocks a new weapon, and then other characters will give you item bonuses.
If you put Link
materials.
On Hyrule Warriors before you use him in Smash,
says Nintendo. Nintendo's outlines confusing Amiibo save limitations.
I don't care about
not as simple as Skylanders. It seems the Amiibo Day with the Wii U system adding settings, menus, figurines, range, 11 toys. Communication previously once again clarifies that while Super Smash Bros. Wii reads and writes early titles, the sport details, Mario Kart, Hyrule Warriors. Yeah, while will only read data from figurines to clarify Smash Bros. Saves the progress of your Amiibo, which we've detailed here.
Et cetera,
et cetera, et cetera. Ultimately, the first batch of amiibos branded Super Smash Bros. Support games, more basic functionality, etc., etc.
Wow, so instead of listening to Aaron read this thing, exactly. You read that silently to yourself.
The big thing is for me is...
I said he was going to get to the point.
I thought the article wasn't 7 pages long, get
we're
to
gonna
the
move on
point.
To Bang Bites, everybody. The big thing we got to do Bang Bites. Okay, what
Well, the big
thoughts?
Thing for me is I don't care if the amiibos can only store save data for one game, but uh-huh. if I can at least put them into each game to unlock their bonuses for each game, that's all I care about.
See, Amiibo, here's the headline. Amiibo models can only save, can only store save data for one game at a time by MyNintendoNews.com.
Okay, at a time, but that sounds like you can transfer the save file.
Yeah, yeah,
you can transfer it. Amiibo information's gone. You use it on Smash.
No.
You get whatever the max Amiibo
level
bonus
50,
points,
I believe.
From that, and then you go and put it on Hyrule Warriors, it's wiped.
Well, I
Smash.
Imagine that means you can probably copy the save file from the Amiibo to your Wii U save file, your hard drive, and then when you go to the next game, it'll just be wiped. You can just move the file probably off
Still
of it.
It makes no sense to me. Why would you have one memory card for one game?
I don't know why it wouldn't be able to. Why it wouldn't just have like an SD card in the base to where it could use that, to where you could just save to it. But then again, if you had an SD card, you'd have to plug
Capitalism,
it in somewhere.
People. All right, Bang Bites. For sure. Dungeon Defenders 2 saves the kingdom in early access next month.
Don't care.
Yeah, because I
mean, I heard it's a good game.
I love the first one, but I don't see me playing the second one.
The second one kind of goes away from the first one a little. Mm. Yeah, when I looked into it.
New Battletoads trademark appears in the United States trademark database, and this was by Microsoft.
I know, yeah. I saw that.
Shit.
I'm not surprised because they had the Battletoads gear for Kinect Sports Rivals, so I'm not surprised that Microsoft picked up the license.
I don't want anything to do with the Battletoads game.
Really?
I worked at GameStop for 8 years.
8 years.
For 8 years. Every day I got a Battletoads conversation or call.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward
to it. You know what
I'm
talking
about.
Yes,
I do. I'm not looking forward to it, but if they do just a Battletoads like arcade game, I'm all down for that.
You know
what? Beat 'em up, I would be all down for that.
It destroys that joke now.
It does.
So
it
thank
does.
You, Microsoft.
Thank you, Microsoft.
You get one.
Then what are they going to ask for now?
Your soul.
Exactly.
Walmart discounts the Halo Master Chief Collection bundle for Black Friday.
Yeah, because nobody really wants it, so they're just trying to give it away.
I've seen a bundling almost with everywhere Xbox? Has already been letting go of their Black Friday deals already.
Yeah, they're all really early on this.
All right, Black Friday starts in May, everybody.
I'm totally done with Black Friday.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, Best Buy has a 4K TV for $900. Damn. I shouldn't have said that. Don't listen to me.
Wow.
I am tempted to actually.
Unless you
TV.
Will let me. Cut
How many
you
things
in
are
time?
Broadcasted in 4K though?
Not much.
So it's like you're gonna buy
it's
that.
It's buying
and wait.
It for the future. Yeah, yeah. That's no point in buying 4K right now. 4K is useless right now.
Yeah, but for $900,
that's not bad.
Instead of $3,000 or $4,000,
how big?
I think it was like 55.
More than you can handle.
15-inch.
15 inches is what you can handle.
I saw. I think Best Buy's doing like a 60-inch for $200 by like Panasonic or something like that.
A 50-inch,
60-inch.
Oh, 60-inch
for like $200.
Around, Aaron. Around.
That's still huge.
343 Industries confirms sprinting in Halo 5.
Woo!
Good to know.
Yes.
Oh, cool. What about aiming down sights? No, the game still fucking blows.
Wow.
Next.
Xbox One outsells PS4 over the past 2 weeks in the US, Microsoft says. Wow, you know they're really grabbing at straws.
Right, when they go in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, baby!
Price drop.
Yeah,
oh, big surprise. We dropped the consoles $50 and they sell more.
And yeah, it's dropping all over the place now, isn't it? You sending me pictures of freaking places where it's $1.99 over here.
Did you see that Kohl's had that deal? It was $2.72 for the Xbox One. Kohl's, yeah, it was $2.72 because you could combine all of their coupons, or you could stack coupons and you could buy it for $2.72.
Wow.
Coops on coops on coops.
Yeah.
Wow, coops. That's what we're calling them. Telltale's Game of Thrones spans season 4 of the television show.
Are we on season 4?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think
so. Spoilers in the game?
No, I think you're playing as a house that kind of lingers on the outside.
Yeah, you're
House Forrester is what I read.
Finding Forrester?
Yeah, so are him. But they are they're in the Whitaker. Canon though, right?
Huh?
They're in the canon of the story, like you can read the books and be like, oh, this is who I'm playing.
Or at least be like, you know, in like a paragraph, it'll be like, the Battle of Forrester House fell, and that caused Peter Dinklage to throw up, and then...
And then he ran away.
What is that?
So basically, you'll affect the universe somehow.
No, you won't. If they're not even affecting it in the books, why would you affect it in the game?
Agree to disagree. Wow. Preload GTA 5 on your Xbox One, get $1 million in game cash.
How do you
That's
preload
actually
it?
Pretty damn good.
That's if you do the digital download.
Yeah, so you can just, like, download it already,
wait,
but you can't
GameStop's,
play it.
Wait, what's GameStop's?
Same thing. So you get $1 million in cash if you pre-order it. So it's
big fucking
Because
really?
That was the only reason I reserved it.
Yeah, now you get $1 million
either That'll way. At least get you your first house.
I don't understand these preloading
your
things.
Your online
it's
stuff
It's basically so as soon
over.
As the game goes active,
really?
Yeah. You can play it.
So hey, whoa, hold the phone. Did you guys know that?
What?
Our data from the Xbox 360
yeah, transfers.
Version
carries. Yeah, and you can transfer it to either console.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, it's Rockstar doing
it. It's Rockstar.
Or
they're
PC.
Probably doing it through
their social
there.
Club.
When you get PC.
Through the Rockstar social club.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in, guys.
When you get what?
I might be getting that, but I'm not sure.
You're getting
safe?
The PC?
No, you can.
Not your single player stuff.
Or the PC.
Single player stuff will not transfer over, but your multiplayer, anything that you did in your social club.
Do you really care about your single player data?
I did before I beat the game.
I wanted to go away because I made the wrong choice at the end.
Yes.
I made
yes,
a bastard.
Hey, wait, and you didn't
There's
have
a
save
choice
file
at the end?
To go back.
Did you not beat the game?
God, no.
I didn't save for a long time.
I was super hooked on GTA for the first 2 weeks when it came out because I had it.
Uh-huh.
I let my little brother borrow it for the next month. I fucking lost all interest after that because I didn't have it for a month.
Wait. You didn't choose?
I made a bad
The clear...
decision.
Good ending
I made
thing?
A bad decision.
Like, literally, when he told me this, because we were online
like,
when you made this
like,
decision.
Everybody
like,
was in the party, and I kind of came out to everybody.
I was like, what?
Is the decision like, literally, like, poison or food? Like,
no, it's...
Like,
it's,
is it that obvious?
Whenever you play a game, they always have these
clear...
There
comes a time in a man's life.
They always have these clear decisions where it's just like, you know that's the right decision. Corey said... I'm gonna go this way.
Thinking maybe
what's over in this bramble patch over here?
Because I was thinking maybe it's like the old reverse psychology.
Really, you thought that deep into it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
And then what
it
happened?
Was a no brainer.
Yeah.
He got the look at the roses.
Ubisoft. Says,
yes. You got to look at the roses.
Just look at the roses, Corey.
Ubisoft says Far Cry 4 Blood Dragon 2 is not gonna happen.
Sorry, everybody.
Sad face.
Collective groan for
I
that
never,
one.
I never.
Our Blood Dragon.
Collective groan,
really
Alan.
They brought it off by itself, didn't they?
Like, say what?
They even brought it out as a
oh,
game
yeah, you
itself.
Can buy Blood Dragon on your own. A full standalone game.
PAX East 2015 badges on sale. 3 days, and they're already sold out.
Right. Why is this news?
You wrote that as such a dick, because I wanted to read it as like, hey, go get your badges, people. But now it's like, oh, 3 days already. So we'll move on.
No, I think they're saying the whatchamacallit badges are sold out. They're like...
3 days?
Yeah, the 3 day badges.
They might have the single day.
Yeah,
probably still available.
Yeah, go for a day. It'll be fun. Animatronic stock Steam again in Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
I still need to play the first one.
Game,
you know, this game
it
is it's
creepy
a, it's
as
a
hell.
Cult hit.
It is.
My wife went to Florida, and she has an extremely white family, and they're rich, you know, and she goes to Florida to hang out with them for a little while. And
to get away from me?
They're dying. Yeah, you got to do it. You know, her cousin is really into anime. Stuff like all of a sudden, like when she was a little kid, she was a little bratty, you know. We were like, I wonder how she's gonna turn out.
The guy, or I mean, the
no, it's
cousin,
a girl. It's a little girl,
the girl cousin,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your wife. I was like,
no,
a little bratty when she was young.
Okay, my wife's cousin.
Okay, your wife's cousin.
He's been stalking her since she was a baby.
I know, geez.
Oh, you know, we knew her and stuff. We'd see her and we'd be like, oh man, she's gonna turn out to be such a little brat. But then now she's really into anime and she's like pretty cool. And Elizabeth was telling her, yeah, my husband does a podcast because she does video games as well. She likes video games.
She does the video
game. She does the video game habit.
It's a thing in Japan.
And she was like, oh, yeah, ask him if he's played Five Nights at Freddy's. Of all the games that she could have asked me about.
The one you don't play.
The one I don't play. And
does she follow the show? Does she listen to the show?
Maybe.
What's her name?
So you better censor yourself about your wife from now on.
I'll get back to you.
What? Is she hot or something?
No, I really can't remember.
Wow.
That's
terrible.
Sorry.
Have you met her in person?
Multiple times.
That's sad. Terrible.
I was going to say, if you haven't met in person, you get a pass. But
at least a nickname or something? If I can't remember somebody's name,
cat?
I always go with the nickname.
I want to say cat.
Big, hey, cat? Big shoes. What's going on?
Hey there.
Forehead. What's going on?
Just call everybody Bud.
Bud?
What's up,
hey,
champ?
Bud.
Because
I'm Pauly Shore now.
Buddy.
Buddy.
And now he's going to sue us.
Yep.
Because
he
has nothing else to do.
He's running out of money.
So are you guys ready to do the drawing or should we try and waste more time?
How much time we got, buddy?
Yeah, I'm terrible.
We have as much time as we need.
We can do the drawing now.
All right. So we're going to do the drawing. So as many of you guys know who've listened to the show, Last week we had Macy Rose on the show, and she was hot off of a second place win at a pretty big con in L.A., Stanley's Kamikaze, one of the bigger cons in L.A., and, you know, homegrown Sacramento.
Homegrown.
Second place.
Trained right here.
Yeah, trained here. And she came back to the show, talked about the experience. So go back and listen to the weekend show. Normally, I wouldn't recommend you listen to the weekend show, but this weekend was really good.
Wow.
You don't agree?
Yeah. No words for that. It's always good.
And as promised, we did a Twitter giveaway where you follow us and Macy on Twitter. Hashtag us with the hashtag RoseBang, and we're going to do a drawing. So we have the hat
here. I thought they had to make a spin on it.
Yeah,
they had to read something.
What was their replies? I want to know.
Nobody replied.
No, we got replies. Okay.
Read the winners or whatever, and the losers. So read them all.
So while he's pulling that up, speaking of Stanley,
he's crazy.
He is crazy. But I actually had a dream. I was going to like a family reunion thing. I show up and Stanley is there for some strange reason. Excelsior and everything.
Oh, we got a listener question, actually. Go ahead, finish.
Go ahead the question since you got it there up and
questioner
ready.
Questioner from a listener says, at Video Game Bang, why is hashtag Arrow so freaking good?
Because CW does DC, right?
That is a good question.
DC, yeah. Thank you. What's his name?
Mr. Howard 123.
Is it just freaking Howard?
It's one of our favorite fans. He's an awesome dude.
Because I didn't hear you say the name. Literally, I just heard the question, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, "Oh, that's a good question." Who said that? Howard. He's been on the show for God's sakes. Arrow is just good. DC does. I don't even want to count Superman or Smallville, even though it was good in its own, you know, time. But what it's doing now with the more gritty, you know, darker.
It's evolved.
It's definitely better, yeah. It's definitely doing very well. I would love to see all their characters go to some type of TV, except for the Gotham. I don't know about that. Laura actually watches Gotham. She says she really likes it.
I like Gotham.
I've heard good things on Gotham.
I might have to check it out. I'm still...
Yeah, I'm...
I don't know. Right, I don't care about the prequels of The Penguin.
You know,
it does follow Penguin pretty close. Huh? Like he's like the main person they're focusing on. Besides
umbrella.
Gordon, obviously.
Yeah.
But
is it just 9 hours in an umbrella shopping?
It's kind of showing.
Does he have web hands? Is he Danny DeVito?
If he's Danny DeVito, I'm all in.
Has he got that like web hand?
No.
And Always Sunny crossover.
Yeah, an Always Sunny crossover. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, sunny in Philadelphia.
No, he's got the penguin waddle, but other than that, you know, there's nothing really that shows him penguin other than people call him penguin.
And the thing about Arrow right now is that I started hearing about it just from you guys all talking about how awesome it was. So finally I was like, all right, I'll bite into this one and I'll watch it with my wife. And so we were watching it together. And after a couple seasons, I noticed she's just not into it. And I'm
she's just not that into you?
And she's like, I'm just watching this one for you, really. I'm not really into the Arrow.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what'll get her back into watching shows, both of you together? And I know this is
guarantee. We watch a lot of shows together, but this is just one she's not into.
This one will get you guys, because you watch Game of Thrones together, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be one on that level.
That's
where
called foreplay.
You watch together, and you're going to be like, both of you two are going to just be like, oh, my God.
It's called Spartacus. There's a little for you, a little for her.
That as well, but Sons of Anarchy. Have you watched that?
She didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how far did she make it?
Halfway through the first season, she was like, I really don't want to watch this one.
Oh,
my God.
You don't want to know why, though? My dad, at one point, at that time, was like watching real-life Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of takes the fun out of it.
Wow.
I couldn't get into Sons either.
I couldn't get into Breaking Bad for a long time for the same
reasons. Are you people?
Breaking Bad is just bad.
Breaking Bad ended up being really good, but you know, all the meth stuff is like, that's just too real.
Breaking Bad was good...
After season 3, when he shaves his head, that season.
When he becomes Hindenburg.
When he be
Heisenberg.
Yes, he becomes an...
He becomes a dirigible.
Yes. It was up and down.
My name is Hindenburg.
It was up and down.
No, it was good.
Sons of Anarchy is good, especially now that it's ending, and it seemed like they're ending...
Oh, they're ending it finally?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
No, it's not a thank God.
I'm just tired of hearing
this
about
it. This is the only show, because I hate prequels. This is why I've been staying away from Gotham. But this is the only show that if they did a prequel, I would watch it so
because
closely.
You know enough, but you don't know everything about the past.
And I heard like they're doing the spinoff for Walking Dead. Not gonna watch.
Not a prequel though.
Yeah, but who cares? It's just more zombies, more.
Are we following Carol?
Black people.
That one's
ratio.
Doing interesting stuff. I love Walking Dead. Are you caught up on that one too?
I am. I think one or two episodes behind, but I'm pretty
so
close.
Good. So you guys so are good. Watching.
I got to Everybody Hates Chris.
Everybody ate Chris. That's what it's going to be called because it's going to be zombies that are eating them. So
they ain't
bad.
Getting nowhere with that leg.
Oh yeah, no, he's done.
Every zombie hates.
Oh,
Chris.
Is that the last episode? Was the hospital?
No, there's one.
Okay,
after
so
that.
I'm one episode that, behind then.
I come in like every four episodes and watch one.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a closet watcher? Pretty.
No, I'm not a closet watcher. I just see who dies and then I turn it off and then go on the boards and say, told you so, everybody.
Yeah, you troll. Let's see. Some of the tweets we got. One said, my cat wants to be a part of this and I want Macy Prince. Hashtag Rosebang.
I like it. That's kind
of
cute.
And there's actually a picture of a pussy.
Well,
wait,
Jess.
Is this a guy?
It's from,
this is from Jess.
Jess is her name.
I talk to ghosts. That's all right, her. We're done. We're done.
Aaron is single and looking, Jess, so if you're listening.
I am Jess, and if you would tap the beautiful woman's shoulder that you're next to, I will definitely give her a call.
Let's see. I feel dirty saying this. Rosebang. With an immature snicker.
Who's
this is Shane.
Shane!
And he is Bat fan.
Well, you get an extra point for being a Bat fan.
Yeah, there you go.
These points in no way contribute to you winning the prizes, don't. By the way.
Yeah, a lot of them, most of them just said something along the lines of, I just feel dirty saying this. I guess I didn't really think about the hashtag as well as I should have. Rose
yeah,
bang.
Rose bang.
I mean, yeah, come on. Macy Rose, wow. Video game, bang. I mean, you just put it all together.
Kiss of a rose on a bang.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's terrible.
I think that's a line from the Seal song.
Kiss.
Baby!
Yeah, that's terrible.
I just always wanted to do that.
in public. Yeah. I wanted to just go to a Starbucks and yell that out loud while I'm getting my latte.
All right, so let's get to
He's been practicing that.
I know. What's your name, sir?
Baby!
do you have to say it like that? Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay. Now do it as Penguin.
This is why I won't watch Gotham, everybody. To watch Penguin at Starbucks singing Kiss of a Rose for a day.
All right, so who's going to be the... We got two winners here. Both winners will include a beautiful photo of Macy Rose.
And signed.
Print signed.
Sealed and delivered.
One prize pack includes an STD from Aaron personally.
Yep.
I believe it's chlamydia.
It could be. And then the other one is more of like a little computer gamer side. So let's see. This one will be for the STD.
What? They don't get to hear you ruffle through the beanie? Wow.
That
it
didn't
just sounds
make,
like
yeah.
Did it make any noise?
No, it didn't. Right. You might as well just
Aaron Carter, since it's your STD.
All right. So my STD goes to...
There you go.
AJ the Outlaw.
Whoa! Wild card!
AJ!
The way!
AJ, you enjoy that STD.
Wow, so...
Wait, AJ, is that a guy? Or...
In my mind, it's a girl.
You better hope.
Alexandria Jackson. That's
congratulations.
What,
all right, we got one
maybe
more.
Maybe you just shared a needle.
Nah, it's
maybe
a,
it was nothing. It wasn't...
It's a
it, was a, it was a platonic. You it's shared, a, you shared a needle.
I share no needles.
All right, let's see. Who's going to draw the last one?
And the last one.
I thought you were doing it.
The PC.
I'll do it, but I mean, I thought you were...
No, I don't want to. I want to be completely impartial.
You don't want people to hate you?
Yeah, I want people to hate
you. I lost
the
drawing. You want to hold this?
Steven's going. Jada is holding the VGB official
beanie. You got to... Inside of the microphone.
And the winner is...
I'm nervous. I really am nervous.
You better add some drum roll to this. Wow, that's terrible. What is this, gorilla mode?
I'm Jack Black in, wow. You know him. You love him.
I swear.
Gerald Ocon.
Wow. Gerald Ocon.
And Proof.
Friend of the show. Wow.
Proof. I did not rig that. Friend of the show.
Awesome.
Gerald Ocon.
He's probably up at his work right now, back flipping.
Woo! Oh, sorry. Typo. That's Griselda Oconian. Yeah, I'm just playing.
Sorry, Griselda. We mispronounced your name. They did that to me at freaking jury duty one time, and I had to
mispronounce your name?
No, they didn't mispronounce the name. They said they were calling names, and they said Aaron Cortez, and I was like, did you mean Carter? And they're like, no. And I was like, good. Good. Because I don't want to serve on the jury.
And what ended up happening?
I didn't serve on the jury. Anticlimactic story.
So that murderer got away, Aaron. Probably. Way to go. You have failed this city.
Yes. Yes.
I just move every 2 years to avoid jury duty.
I think I'd be biased, though.
Is that how it works?
If you leave, if you change counties when you're summoned.
Oh, counties.
If you change counties when you're summoned, you're not supposed to go.
You know, last time I had jury duty, I had to go to court on the same day because I was the witness to the robbery. Bring back flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. So I got out of it because of that, but then I've never received any jury duty. After that, it's like they wiped me from the system.
Why can't you be a straight and narrow jury, Aaron?
He's watched too much SVU.
He's racist.
Yeah, really? I have watched a lot, and then I would be.
He's just gonna
go
in there. He raped her.
I'd be, sir,
this is for parking tickets.
Because everybody
is raping him.
Everybody says. Everybody says innocent until proven guilty, and that's how we're supposed to. But nobody looks at that like innocent until proven guilty.
No,
like,
they look at
guilty until proven innocent.
Well,
yeah.
No, yep. It depends on the color of the skin.
Yes. You're right.
Very much does.
And that's sad. So, I mean.
White guys get electric chair. Give it to them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They got it coming.
Because I'd stand up. I need to make balance. So clearly, kill him. Kill him.
My last jury duty was a pretty good experience. I ended up sitting next to a dude
who played a dude
who's disguised as another dude.
He pulled out his DS and he didn't
next
even,
to a guy
he didn't even open
say,
it
baby.
Wow. on the stand?
No. We were sitting there.
Oh, while you were waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He pulls out his DS. I'm like, oh, you got Super Smash? He's like, yeah. How'd you know? It's like, cause everybody's playing Super Smash right now.
I traded mine in.
What?
There's no fucking point.
Wow.
The Wii U one comes out in a week.
Yeah, but then you have both. You can take it on the road with you.
I'm never going to play that fucking game on the road.
Wow.
I have Fantasy Life for that.
Fantasy Life?
It's kind of like Rune Factory, Harvest Moon, Animal Crossing.
Is this the game we cut you off on during
yes.
the... All right, go ahead. Continue.
It doesn't matter what Fantasy Life is!
No, but basically it's done by Level 5, the guy. So if you like Rogue Galaxy, RPGs, Professor Layton, they do those games. But basically, there's 12 jobs to choose from, or lives, as they call them in the game. You pick one to start, and then at any time you want, you can go and change lives or jobs. I'm currently doing, all the jobs. I just went and picked up the license. You can pick up the licenses for any of them, and just constantly switch back and forth and do everything. So, I go out with a bow to kill things for materials, and then I go back and I cut trees for wood to make my bows and stuff like that. So, but
the game is as half as boring as you've described it.
It's
no
actually,
one should play this game.
It's hard to describe. There's just so much to it. Watch the trailer. The combat's kind of similar to like Children of Mana.
Hmm.
So if you like Children of Mana's
real-time
Aaron's combat,
nipple a little
because I like Children of Mana.
I know he does.
Well,
that's why I mentioned it.
I like.
So you're saying you like
the
children?
Second one, whatever it was called, Suikoden or Suidetsun.
No,
I don't.
Where is no.
But yeah, it's got the children. It's kind of imagine Children of Mana's combat mixed with like a Rune Factory where you have a town to take care of and you can upgrade your house and you do quests for villagers
that
and stuff like
very
that.
Oh, Aaron, you're getting your STD all over this Macy Rose photo.
Yeah. So, we want to thank everybody who participated in the giveaway. Congratulations to the winners. If you didn't win this time, we will have more giveaways in the future. I want to thank Aaron, Steven, Jada for a great show. We'll see you next week.
Spot the ball.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Whatever you do,
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.